The ball is in the air, and West Alabama has won the toss as Jarrell Byrd outfights Rashawn Claiborne for the ball. Going to our left in the first half against the man-to-man defense, now the 2-3 zone, the matchup zone, Raymond between the circles. Will dribble, picks up the dribble, now to Tillman, goes in, lays it up and in for two. West Alabama gets off started well as Tillman lays it in for his first 2 points, and West Alabama with the early lead. Man-to-man D for West Alabama, spear between the circles, going to our right to Claiborne. Claiborne will dribble and now shoots the fadeaway and scores. Sean Claiborne with his first field goal, tied up at two against the full court pressure now. Raymond pulls it high, back in front of the scores table, Tillman to Raymond, across the timeline is Raymond. He'll stop and find Wolfel for the three. Far wing, no good. Rebound is to Markell Darrington. Darrington to our right across the timeline will underhand to Spear trying to drive. Goes in and will have a bumping foul on the way to the basket by Jared Wolfel. Wolfel with his first and the game's first foul for either team. Almost a minute played here. Tied up at two as North Alabama will have a fresh shot clock as Darrington inbounding. Far wing will be Calvin Dade. Dade at the top of the key, long to Spear as he'll direct traffic. Spear to long to Darrington in front of markdown. He is Darrington, top of the key, Dade over to Claiborne, far wing. Claiborne will travel with the basketball and good defense by Jarrell Byrd. Byrd has the assignment against Claiborne. It's full court pressure for North Alabama. Inbounds pass to Raymond. Raymond will direct traffic in the backcourt against the 1-2-2 zone trap. Raymond on the bounce pass to Wolfolk. Wolfolk middle of the floor back to Raymond. Raymond between the circles to Wolfolk near wing. 2-3 zone for North Alabama as Raymond will dribble. This is a Tillman screen, does Raymond. Raymond on the double screen will stop. Kicks out to Byrd at the near corner. Byrd met by Spear in the zone. Wolfolk with eight on the shot clock. He'll accelerate. Jump stops. Lays it up and in for two with the left hand. Jared Wolfolk with two. 4-2. West Alabama regains the lead as Dade trying to drive in. Jump stops. Lays it up and in for two on the driving layup. Calvin Dade coming in averaging just over 10 points per ball game with his first field goal. Full court pressure for North Alabama. Raymond, baseball pass deflected and stolen by Long. Darrington to Claiborne, loses the ball to Dade, who will miss the dunk and the rebound to West Alabama. Raymond on the pass break, jump stops late and will get fouled on a shot attempt by Calvin Dade. Dade wanted to throw one down and lift the roof off of Pruitt Hall, but rimmed out his dunk with the left hand. As we'll have, should be free throws after the first foul of the ball game from Nathan Spear, they'll say. Instead, they'll say foul on the floor as Wolfolk near wing will dribble. He'll get bumped, no whistle by Darrington. As Raymond entry pass to Tillman, sees double teamed, escapes baseline. So he'll find Byrd. Byrd dribbling in, jump stopping, loses the basketball and turns it over. Calvin Dade on the steal as Spear pushing it ahead. Spear will drive in, nearly lost it as he'll float it out to Claiborne. Dade over to Darrington near wing. Back to Dade on the give and go. We'll have a whistle and a bumping foul on West Alabama. Demetrius Poe with his first, team second for West Alabama. 17:23 to go in the first half. So coming in will be Bruce Adams and checking out Wes Long. Tied up at four. As then bounce pass for Darrington goes into Spear near corner. Spear floats it down to Adams, back to the basket, turning, shooting the hook shot and scoring. Bruce Adams with his first two. The 6'5", 190-pound senior, also from Summertown, Tennessee. Full court pressure as Tillman crosses the timeline, bouncing off of, they will say, West Alabama's Jared Wolfel. North Alabama with their first lead of the ball game, up 6-4 with 17:05 to go in the first half. Raymond guarding Darrington man-to-man as Darrington crosses the timeline to Spear. Spear directing traffic far wing, top of the key, Darrington. Darrington going against the man-to-man, dribbling, kicks out to Claiborne. He'll drive baseline, shoots from the baseline. It's an air mail, and Tillman with the rebound. There's a chicken wing there that wasn't called. As top of the key, Raymond underhanding to Tillman. Wolfolk far wing. Wolfolk will dribble to Byrd. Byrd looking for help to Raymond. Far wing for three, up. And good. Desmond Raymond with the first three for either team as West Alabama regains the lead 7-6, 16:27 to go in the first half. Across the timeline, Darrington behind the back dribble. He'll kick it out to Spear for the three up, and that's no good. And the rebound to Raymond, who wants to run. Raymond finds Wolfolk in transition, who lays it in for two. Wolfolk with four. Coming the other way, pass is deflected out of bounds by Demetrius Poe. As Wes Long re-enters, and Yedi Buchetsa checks in the Croatian for North Alabama. Spear exiting, and Calvin Dade also exiting. 16:08 to go in the first half. 9-6, West Alabama leading in front of a capacity Pruitt Hall crowd as Claiborne nearly lost it to Darrington far wing. Darrington with a dribble against the tight man-to-man defense from Desmond Raymond. Adams over to Long. High post pass to Buchetsa to Claiborne as he'll drive. On the pick and roll, Buchetsa will get fouled in the block attempt by Leon Tillman, his first in the team's third for West Alabama. Good back-and-forth game for both teams, as that brings us to the media timeout. 9-6, West Alabama leads with 15:52 to go first half on ESPN 104.9 and ESPN 104.9.com.